Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program, our interview segment, and today it is with special investigator, Mr. Mike Bolhais. Let's welcome our guest, Mr. Bolhais. Good morning.
Morning. Thank you for the opportunity again.
Thank you for joining us. Mr. Bolhais, what's the latest in terms of crimes? What's the crimes of the times?
Well, you've heard so many times, it's the same old, same old, and just worse. So there was a spate of extreme kidnappings in the beginning of the year, and it hit us with a serious shock because it was just one after the other, many a day. And you guys have all seen the crime statistics. The concern about crime statistics is that they're not necessarily 100% correct. It's not deliberate, but it's because that so many people don't inform the police or open up cases. Let me give you an example. On sexual crimes, there's maybe 5% of especially we're talking about if there's sextortion or any a sexual crime committed against a woman and even children, that it is reported. Because many a people feel that family members and those involved, that it would be more damaging to bring it out in the open. And obviously there's also extreme intimidation involved of those who've committed these crimes against their victims. And then it's very difficult for a family to push it through for years and years in court where they know that the law protects the criminal. He can commit these crimes and can get away with it. And sometimes some of these crimes are being committed whilst other family members, even the wife or grandfather or family members, brothers and sisters, are in knowledge of these crimes being committed. So of our biggest crimes in South Africa, we haven't really exposed it properly yet, and not on a recent interview in any way, but we will in a coming project. But the most under the wraps and private and kept unreported cases are sexual violent crimes. And it's horrific. Mm. It is so shocking that it's difficult to perceive it and to fathom it and to actually deal with it. So other statistics on other crimes is also not necessarily reported, like house robberies. They might just give a case and say there's been theft and not elaborate, just for insurance purposes. So our concern is that the public has, because during the years they have lost their respect for the police, their trust in the police, because they don't see the police, the authorities, that they can protect and serve and make a difference. And sometimes they are, when police are involved, they get part or become part of the crime that has been committed and commit further crimes by extortions or a secondary theft and stuff like that. We get that quite a lot. So the corruption level of our authorities has made the public to be very cynical to getting involved with the authorities. So they'll just do the bare minimum, give the least of information just to get a CAS number. And but this is now specifically on the robberies, thefts, and stuff like that. And so you won't have those proper statistics. And then I'm not even talking about, you know, small stuff like the constant smash and grabs or handbag grabs, cell phones, thefts, stuff like that. Obviously, it's also very difficult to really realize what is the real statistics in car crashes. Was it a drug-related crash? Was it a person that was targeted to be damaged or shot at or hit? Or was it a chase? Or was it just a real accident? So sometimes those vehicle and car and movable items that we do use on the road is not really explained properly. Because to give you just one example, if there's a car crash, you need to find out exactly what's the reason. and it needs to be properly stipulated. And then in the statistics, it needs to be clearly stated that this was just a normal accident or this was part of a gangster hit. And then there was a car accident, and not just put it on the system as a murder. It's then several cases that's being identified and becomes part of the statistics. So I have a bit of a concern, quite a concern of our statistics, and I don't think they always necessarily correct. But I want to urge the public once again, for us, everybody, ourselves as specialist investigators, you, the media, and the public, it's important that everybody needs to know exactly what's going on in this country in detail. So if a crime has been committed against you, you must go out of your way and you need to specify properly in a docket what the crime is. We know that many of these crimes aren't investigated properly, and we know of the police corruption, but that must not prohibit you from giving and placing that information in totality. Maybe by the grace of God, some miracle at some stage, it will be upgraded properly, and the real statistics with the real information, with the real reality, will be exposed by a new super cop or better police force, etc., etc. Then at least it's on a system, it's there, and can be properly presented to the public.
Mr. Bolles, I want to address something that may be small in terms of on an individual basis this may occur, but its effects and results, it's quite brutal. And we're seeing a high influx of this. And this is, I want to know actually, to what extent have you and your team dealt with this strange topic, and that is parents abusing children. Previously, we've always heard children abusing parents. But now we're exposed to cases where parents, because parents are generally the well-wishers, they are the ones abusing their own babies, toddlers, teenagers.
That has escalated, and that is obviously the most worrisome situation worldwide, where kids are in many levels abused or crimes committed against them. Let's start with the worst of the worst, which is selling a child due to extreme debt, due to parents like we have seen recently with this young girl that was sought by the nation. It was an international case. And it was our statement right from the beginning to those that called us that our concern is that the parents are involved. In these kinds of cases, you always start an investigation with the parents. Mm. And it's come out now that the father and mother has been arrested with others. Mm. And if there's drugs, prostitution, and other forms of crimes, because remember, if you are involved in the drug trade, using drugs, distributing drugs, you will be involved in all other forms of crime. You will not only steal a cell phone, you'll steal a car, you'll be involved in violence. Once you're in the drug trade and you're a drug user and you're a junkie, you will commit any and all forms of crimes, as far as where you steal people, humans become merchandise, and you sell them. And that the easiest target is kids. And in this situation, there are several kids, and one has been identified and sold. And we get that, you know, this case has been identified, and it's caused, like the Motti kidnapping at that stage and other cases, it's taken the whole nation to get involved. And the calls we got since day one, and the request and the begging and the crying and the tears that has all brought, and everybody up in arms about this, is it just shows you how seriously the public does take it. But then to find out that this is the situation is probably the worst shock for everybody. But we've anticipated this from the beginning, but we weren't necessarily requested in this case to investigate or get involved, because all the units down there did a thorough, a proper search and investigation, and I'm sure they'll conclude it properly. But that's the worst that can happen with kids, is the theft of kids, the sale of kids, for either into the drug trade or organ harvesting. And if they are sold into the sex industry, they they will become child prostitutes, and they will be rented out, as hard it is to say it and to place it here on the radio. It is a fact. That's what's done. Or taken out of the country and even as far as overseas. But human trafficking is a real reality. And human trafficking is usually between the ages of even before born, where it could be an ordered kid and arrangement, where women are asked to just produce kids. This happens. The public does not know of this because it's not spoken of. Or when the children are toddlers or even teenagers, and I would say up to the age of about 30, if there's a specific order or requirement. But human trafficking is a real reality. The reason why human trafficking is not constantly in the media and constantly exposed and written or spoken about is because human trafficking is the highest form of, let's call it, gangsterism, mafioso style syndicates, where the slightest indication of a pimp or a whistleblower, they die. There's no hesitation. If one, just any person, just says a word, they are dead. That's the highest level of violence that can be committed by gangsters, is on that level, is in human trafficking. And then the abuse, this is, as I said, it's enormous. But another enormous abuse of children is neglect, is not looking after your kids. You're frustrated, you don't have work, or you've got a small salary, you've got a husband that's a problem, or a wife that's a problem, you've got family problems, you've got problems with the authorities, you've got problems with whatever you're involved with at your work, or with other gangs or groups, whatever the problems is, they are numerous nowadays. Poverty is a real, real problem in South Africa and causes extreme instability. And people are unsure and very scared and live in fear. And because of that, they're extremely emotional. And because of emotional situations, they are quick to act or not act and react or react incorrectly. And then they neglect the youngsters. There's fights in front of the children, which is a form of abuse. They are neglect in making sure they go to school, looked after. They are bathed, sleep proper hours, not constantly on, if they have, depending the financial situation, not constantly on social media, and being involved with all the digital and electronic communications, instead of being brought up correctly with real rules, regulations, and discipline. So that's another form of extreme child abuse, if you neglect your children and don't look after them properly. And then obviously the sexual abuse, which is a very big thing in South Africa and worldwide, but children are just abused for years. They're just taken advantage of, and it can be from the smallest form of sexual act to extreme where they are raped over years, and they are kept quiet. Remember, kids can, you can commit the worst of worst crimes against them and then tomorrow say you're sorry and tears in your eyes as a mature person and give money and sweets and all that, and it's in a way forgiven. That's the unfortunate ugliness of these cases. And many our children are abused, many, many boys and girls, for years. And as I've said previously, sometimes family members, the wife knows of it, family members knows of it, but out of all these crimes are being kept under wraps by extreme manipulation, intimidation. So the child lives in constant anticipation of what's happening with him or her over a long period of time. And the child is being manipulated with extreme fear, intimidation, but also with, as we call it, sweets and money and promises, etc., etc. So I have an extreme problem with people that do that, and they must not cross my paths, because me or my people will, I won't say lose it, but we will be extremely and severe against these people. We do not tolerate this, and we will, in an imminent situation act extremely violently. For instance, if we walk into a house and we know that there is an ongoing and a committed at in front of us a sexual crime against a child, it will be extremely violent, and they will be the ones losing and running, because we will not stand for it. And I will stand in front of a judge and court and say this was imminent danger, the child, there was no other way, we had to act. And you know what, that is necessary, because in my opinion, a man that abuses a child, rapes a child, should hang in the middle of town and everybody should see it. That's
yes,
my opinion, and that's actually my way of seeing things. There is no way that a person is doing this because he has a psychological or psychiatric or medical problem. It is a planned, executed, deliberate, lustful crime on a minor. It is absolute unforgivable. I'm very zero tolerant with all crimes, but especially crimes against women, children, and the elderly.
Mr. Bolles, just now you just mentioned, just towards the end, this is becoming so common that a person does a major, major crime, and then like he was about to shoot his father or mother, you hear these instances, and then he gets away because he was under the influence, or he was perhaps not in the right state of mind. So exactly, I just admire the way you've stated this, that we need to be harsh, because when we have harsh punishments, it serves as barriers for people to even think of a heinous crime or something of that sort. So anyway, what I want to also say here is that I guess in these instances as well, with parents and children, parents abusing children, it makes it much more emotionally striking, because you don't expect it from your father or mother to be doing this to you now. So that just, it just breaks out into something that is totally emotional. However, just towards, I have one personal instance which I want to share, and I would like your advice. So a few weeks ago, what had happened was I was in a store here in Indonesia, in Frontline, at the Frontline store. So it's like a Checkers, one of these kind of stores. So it's called Frontline, and I was in the store, and I was parked inside, and we were shopping. All of a sudden, there was an announcement. The announcer said, with the owner of this car, which was my car, of course, please come to your car, and we have something to speak about. So my thoughts were already running towards theft or something. Maybe they broke into the car or something of that sort. As I approached the announcer, he told me that of this illegal truck driver who smashed, it was a light smash, but it left an ugly mark there. And he attempted to run off, and I will put on record here too that the active security there at this store was pretty much phenomenal, in the sense where they put a stop to him. They didn't allow him to go anywhere. They were even prepared to take out his battery should he run off. So they were ready with spanners, everything. So they stopped the man. We waited for the owner, because the driver was not the owner. When he comes eventually, and we then eventually head to the police station, we waited hours at the police station. Eventually, the police officer comes, we fill in the form, and he said, yeah, at the police station, we only report the case. And at the end of it, he walked off scot-free. We reported the case. But I'm just saying, he had no license. The truck itself had a expired disc, and they walk off scot-free. Is this the correct way, or you can advise us better on this?
Obviously, what you have gone through there is the run-of-the-mill as things happen in our country. And that's why, as I previously explained, why the public is so frustrated and do not go to the police or get the police involved. Because you've wasted a day. You had let's call it a perfect crime that could easily be dealt with within the hour. And it took you hours and hours and hours, and still there was no success. In a case like that, the police should immediately arrest the person, because he is a danger to himself and the community. He could kill somebody. He hasn't got a license. The vehicle is the documentation is not sufficient. There's outstanding issues on the vehicle. The vehicle should have been impounded, and it should have all been kept at the police station, and the police should have opened up the necessary cases for your pursuit. They didn't do that. They also didn't take in consideration that this is a person in South Africa that's not properly registered and doesn't have the necessary sufficient documentation.
Yes, you didn't have an ID. You didn't have an ID.
Yeah, and that. All of that should be done. The moment the police gets involved, the first thing they need to do is check the system, if this person is on a system. Secondly, previous and priors, anything that this person might have been involved with, and then links and anything pertaining this person, and then anything that is outstanding and not there in place must be considered as a crime. And that person is then should then be held, and the necessary protocol and further actions that follow such a case should be pursued and executed, which wasn't done. But I tell you what, you can, after the show at some stage, just WhatsApp me everything you've got. We'll have a look into that, and at a later stage, we can give you feedback of actually how bad it is for so many people like yourself, and what is the real procedures, which I, in a way, explained here, should have been done, and we will assist you with that and see if we can do something about it. At the end of the day, the owner of the truck is responsible financially. The driver of the truck is responsible for the physical and what he has done, and the crimes, both of them should be thoroughly prosecuted. I want to end with, I'm sure we're close to the end, with just an interesting thing that you previously said regarding why do people commit these crimes in and amongst families. Let me give you a short story from my side. If your wife has a black belt in karate and she is 5 million rand strong and you are married to her, will you beat her?
Never.
Never. Will you treat her with respect?
Forcefully. I would be forced to do so.
Will you try and pick a fight with her?
Never.
You'll be scared of her because she's physically qualified to put you on the ground properly. She's a black belt in karate. Not only that, there's a bonus. She's got money. So men out there, please treat your wife as if they are Mike Borlase, because I'll put you on the ground. Treat your wife as if she's got a black belt in karate and 5 million or 50 million in the bank. Treat your wife with respect. The reason why people abuse women and children is because they can get away with it. That makes you a coward. I have got a string of beautiful words that I want to say in front of it, but we're not allowed to use those words on the radio. But you out there listening, I'm telling you, you that abuse a child, a woman, and the elderly, I don't even want to use the nice word, shame on you. I want to tell you, I curse you. I curse you to hell. Because you are a coward. You are a rubbish. You must rid yourself from society. You are not welcome here. And you who sees it and knows of it and don't do anything about it, you get the same curse. Because in Afrikaans, we have a saying, dealer is so goed soos die stealer, which means if you in any way know of a crime and don't act, you are as guilty as the person committing the crime. If me and you walk past the swimming pool and you fall in and you drown and I don't save you, who's the murderer? So you out there, open your eyes and do something. You have no excuse. Worst case scenarios, you call us, we'll do something. But don't keep quiet and don't let the women, children, and the elderly be abused.
Very important message here, because it was just a few months ago, I was driving on the highway coming back to Lanesia from the north, and where the highway splits, so one goes to Soweto, one comes this way. So as it was about to split, we're approaching it, and I'm seeing this person in front of me. So you could see everything what's happening, and you're exposed to this, but we're in different cars. The man, I'm assuming, is the husband or boyfriend or whatever it is, but the way he's smacking his wife in the car, and she's trying to block herself, she's trying to protect herself. So as we split, then I couldn't do much because, so then what I did was I just hooted and I gave him like a dirty look. And she was then pointing and saying, see, see, everyone's, the people are looking at what you are doing. But imagine on the road while you are driving and you have still a hand to beat your wife. And he was, it wasn't just play smacks. These were proper manly smacks, like you're fighting with a man, a wrestler or something. And this is an important message which our special investigator is sharing with us here. Mr. Bolles, we appreciate your time. Any comments? Just half a minute we have left.
Yes, that story, and as I've said, the abuse against women and children is enormous, and the elderly. Please report it. Use the technology. Use your cell phone and video everything, record everything, and when you identify anything, then send it to you, the radio station. Put it out nationwide. Mm. Let everybody know. Give it to the authorities. Maybe there's a good cop that will do something about it. But obviously, you must be careful, because I must add into all of this. Do not just go rushing in. People have weapons. They can shoot you, they can knife you, and they are dangerous. You have to make a calculated decision, but you have no excuse. You must expose, you must give the information, and you must pay it forward. You must do something about it. And if you don't, you are part of that. And I hope it haunts you. If you know of crimes and you haven't, ongoing crimes, and you haven't exposed it, and you are not bringing it forward, then I tell you, you're as guilty as they that are committing crime. I wish you all well. Once again, so much thanks for always giving us the opportunity. And we pray that God will bless us all, and he gives us wisdom, insight, might, power, discernment, health and wealth and prosperity, and that he will also be gracious and merciful upon us.
We must thank you also for joining us in sharing, making this world alert of all of these crimes, because we can say clearly and we can say with so much of confidence that there is very few people who are actually doing their jobs, especially in this field of security, protecting, serving as an investigator with passion. It's more, most are bought over, and that is why we're witnessing this toppling over of our country, toppling over of all basic things which our parents, those of the past, taught us, and that was to honor, to respect people's lives, people's wealth. All of this is part of living and part of being a human being. But unfortunately, yeah. I wonder if we are not, are we still human? Or we've lost the qualities of human, of mankind. So this is where we need to address these issues. And we will be sharing Mr. Bolhase's details as well. If you want it specifically, oh listener, you can send us a message. We will gladly send you his details and you can contact him too. Thank you for your time and we appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless. All of the best.
Thanks.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.